2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dejanovic.
All right, President Biden just announced that the United States is going to send 80 million doses to the rest of the world.
Pretty much. You get a vaccine and you get a vaccine.
It was a very Oprah moment, wasn't it?
I couldn't help myself. I was going to mention, too, in fact, someone just texted in to 57500, and this is a good point. They said, what about our immediate neighbors, Canada and Mexico, before we start shipping overseas? They're closest to us, and there's that worry about variants and things like that. So I did want to point out, to date, the U.S. has already shared about 4.5 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine with Canada and Mexico, so helping them in our nearest neighbors as well.
And maybe I said it wrong, sending it overseas. It very well could be going to our neighbors. Yeah. It could be going to Canada.
But overseas, with that COVAX, means yes. Those other countries, those countries in Africa. I think there are about 200 partner countries within COVAX for many of these places where people are dying and they don't have the resources or the vaccine. And this is expensive. But President Biden talked about that as well, and tapping different folks from his administration to help oversee that and filling these roles. So, yeah, 80 million, like you said. And Dave, just touching on what you said about our own house in order first, I have just felt over the last few days, especially but the past week or two, well, actually ever since I got my own vaccine, that we are doing so much better than we think we are. This pandemic in our country, in our state, there's such a sense of relief when I talk to people that we have been fighting this with such a good fight and that it is so much better than you think.
Yes.
And in that way, now we can look outward and send on that help.
If you look at the data and see what's happening here in Utah, it's very, very steady for the past 2 months, 10 weeks, you can see that cases have very much plateaued. That's the word they've used often, is we've plateaued. You're not seeing spikes. You're not seeing big dips. You're seeing this plateau with a gradual decline. And I think in the last few days, we've seen numbers in the 200s, 200
yes.
cases, 248
best
yesterday.
In months. Best yes. numbers in months. We talked earlier on the show about this idea of a lottery, right? To get just those last few people who are hesitant. And I am totally about choice. I totally understand if your choice. But if you're just thinking, well, I don't know, and you're on the fence, maybe we do that lottery, you know, and get them just over. I thought that was a fascinating discussion. And people really had some interesting thoughts on that, too, and our listeners.
Yeah, it's happening in Ohio. They just announced it this morning. We'd heard some rumblings about it. But let me explain to you what's happening in Ohio. The governor has made a decision to hold a lottery. So those from Ohio, Ohioans.
The Ohio, if you will.
The Ohioans. If you are 12 to 17 and you receive the vaccination, if you haven't been vaccinated yet, you can opt into a program that will enter you into a scholarship drawing. That's from 12 to 17. So you can win a scholarship if you get the vaccine and your name is drawn. If you're over 18, then you have a chance to win $1 million.
$1 million.
Straight up $1 million. And they're going to do this over the next 5 weeks. Every week they're going to give away $1 million to people that are receiving the vaccination. And the reason we're talking about this is because our governor loves the idea. I don't know if he loves it, but he really likes it.
He's intrigued by it.
He's intrigued by it. He tweeted this. He said, I would support doing exactly what Ohio is doing, and I was brainstorming a similar proposal. Ultimately, we need legislative approval. So we reached out to some legislators and said, hey,
what do you think?
What do you think about this? This is what Representative Brian King had to say.
I sort of think, oh, come on, let's not degrade the science associated with this. Let's not use gimmicks. But on the other hand, I think you can make a pretty good argument to say, well, hey, it doesn't matter how you induce people to end up getting vaccinated. What's important is that they do get vaccinated, right? I mean, it's this herd immunity stuff means that you've got to have certain levels of people within the community who are vaccinated and immune. And so a big part of me says, if there are some people that are going to be reached by the prospect of a lottery ticket that could get them $1 million or $500,000 or something like that, more power to those state policymakers that are in a position to try to make sure that the greatest number of Utahns get vaccinated.
Yeah. And then we had our state senator, Dan McKay, on. He mentioned, though, you know, we kind of get a little prickly when it comes to the lottery in Utah. He's run some bills about raffles just to allow maybe a church to just do a raffle. And it's like, well, there's a little problem with the state constitution. I will just say the amount of people that wrote in saying, hey, what about retroactive? I did the right thing by getting vaccinated to protect people around me. Can I get thrown into that pool of whatever it might end up being here, if it was the cash or if it was jazz tickets, or someone tweeted, hey, you could win the pass of all passes. And I thought,
yes,
as a mom of five,
now
I kind of like that idea. Swig cookies. I don't know. Whatever kind of incentive it would take to just help. I will just say this. You can walk in anywhere right now and get it. So what's ever holding you back, if you're waiting for the cash, give me the cash. Just do it to protect yourself. Let that be your incentive.
Yeah, 12 and older can get vaccinated right now. If you're 12 to 17, you have to get the Pfizer vaccine. But yeah, it's opened up. It's easy to sign up. There's tons of appointments available. But speaking with Senator Dan McKay, asking him specifically about this, would we be able to institute this? Would we be able to do some sort of cool incentive here in Utah? How about the $1 million lottery?
I might be willing to offer cash, just payments to people. You know, hey, $50, you'll get a vaccine, right? I think that would certainly help with our college-age students. And, you know, you can kind of look at some of those options. The lottery does make me a little bit nervous, really, from a participation standpoint. But I'm not saying no.
But
that was so great. I'm not saying no.
If you're a teenager, that's the response you want to hear from your parents, because you know you can wear them down. I'm not saying no is basically
that's
a yes.
You're saying there's a chance. They just wiggle in, and then they set mom against dad, and the next thing you know, you're buying something expensive.
We're going to wear you down, no problem. If I'm not saying no is as good as a resounding yes.
Yes, let's do it.
The question I had was, do we have the money to pay for these incentive programs?
We have money, and honestly, the federal government has made money available so that we can, you know, be offering or working on programs to institute vaccinations. I'm certain that we can find $1 million.
Easy.
If you can find $1 million, I've got some other ideas you could do with that money. Listen, Senator McKay, I love this tweet or this text that just came into 57500. Why can't we do something like that here with U of U tickets or BYU tickets? I mean, there's always a prize that somebody would want so much that they might go do it.
The key here, and this is because here in Utah, we've vaccinated 2 point something million people.
It's a lot.
We've given out 2.4.
I think it's about 2.4. Yes.
2.4 million doses. Now some of those are second doses, but a huge portion of Utah has been vaccinated, right? 54% of all adults have received at least one vaccination. So millions and millions or millions of people statewide, millions and millions across the country.
Right.
But I look at it and I think we want to reward people that have already been vaccinated. People like Dave Noriega. People like Mary Richards.
That's me.
So you got to put everybody in the raffle. Maybe that undoes everything. I don't know.
Doesn't help the people who still need to get done. Yeah, this person says, bring in your vaccine card. Get entered to win.
That's
maybe.
Amazing. I love it. Hey, Mary, thank you so much for filling in for Debbie today. You're
anytime.
Amazing, as usual. We'll see you guys later. Thanks for joining us.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
when a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.